right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 381. I'm your host, GPD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, as always, we are joined by a man who actually can believe it's not butter, Wombat.
I can. I've had both, and I can taste the difference. It's kind of like a mutant power.
Right. Congratulations, Wombat. Things are really looking up for you. And Shipwreck is here also.
I have also had both of those products. Also margarine.
I've eat the butter. Well. Just eat the butter. It's healthy fat.
It is?
Yes.
Let me go grab a stick.
But don't put it on any bread or anything. You just have to eat the butter.
Just the
itself.
Butter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once you put it on the bread, then you got problems. But if you just take a bite out of the stick, then I think you're golden. Perhaps a butter.
Cooking with butter is good, too.
Yes, that's fine.
I like cooking with butter. I don't cook with butter as much as I would like to, but every now and again, I will cook with real butter.
Fascinating.
I know, that's what this show's all about, is me being interesting. Isn't that what the...
Going out on a limb and cooking with butter.
Yes, a real rebel. So welcome to the show, everybody. I guess we got a lot of stuff to talk about this week. I guess
popcorn,
more
butter.
Butter. We're going to talk about a lot of different butter substitutes.
That's not real butter either. That's like oil. It's gross. Movie popcorn butter.
Oh, yeah. Don't eat that.
Have you tried Target's popcorn? It's really good.
I have not. I've smelt it, though. Never dealt it.
Okay. Well, I will try that Target popcorn.
When I get back
to New York.
There was one guy that went in a few weeks back. I was in line at the Target food court, and he bought like four bags of popcorn, and the woman said, "Oh, it looks like you're having a party." And he replied back, "No, these are all for me. I'm going to eat them all tonight."
Did he look like the comic book guy from The Simpsons?
A little bit. He said he had a lot of movies to watch, so like
I have a lot of movies to watch.
No, that is incorrect. This popcorn is all for me.
Best popcorn ever.
Please do not talk to me about my popcorn.
One of the Target ladies this week too turned into Target lady from Saturday Night Live when she saw the person behind me buying the new Barbra Streisand album. She was super excited that she was back and making music.
Who isn't? Anyway,
you guys like her, right?
Barbra Streisand? I like Yentl. I liked her in Yentl. I thought she was fantastic.
Who says that?
We had to go watch Yentl, I think, for like a Hebrew school or Sunday school thing. Oh my God. If that's not gonna turn somebody off to religion, I don't know what would.
Oh. Papa, can you hear me?
Yeah, that's bad. You're giving me that flashbacks. Was bad. Fiddler on the Roof is much better if you're looking for like a Jewy movie.
Yeah.
Or School Ties.
Or Flash Gordon.
Or School Ties, yes.
School Ties with Brendan Fraser. Mm-hmm. Fantastic Jewish film. So how about some show feedback, Wombat?
Sure. Oh, I didn't realize we were doing that.
I guess. I don't know. Talk about something. I could talk about looking for apartments in New York City and how it's much more expensive than Tokyo, which is surprising. But
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, it's not so much that it's more expensive; it's that there's just they don't build new apartments in that area, so you will just pay a lot for something really shitty. Where in Tokyo, you'll pay a lot, but the building is brand new and it has ass washing toilets and heated floors and shit like that. So that's sort of the difference, and it's depressing.
Yeah, I think we may have lost someone, by the way.
What?
Yeah, I heard the beep. I heard it go beep leap. That usually means we lost someone.
Oh. No, he's still here, he says.
Man down. Nope, man down, it says in the comments.
Oh,
but anyway.
Back. Oh, no, now you hung up
on me. So tell me, how is New York? Are you excited, at least?
Everybody's excited, but it is depressing just to see. You don't want to make a big move like that and like have it be a sideways move, right?
Yeah.
You want it to be a... How come it still says he's on the call here? Oh, here. Okay.
I don't... What do you want from me? I'm not Mr. Skype.
I hate Skype.
If I was Mr. Skype, I would have a bigger house.
You sure would. I'm assuming that this will only get better as I get closer to you guys.
That's true. I mean, worst case scenario, I just pop by your place.
No, that's not going to happen. I mean, yeah, right, of course. You should definitely.
I'll just come right up. I assume your wife will have dinner ready for me.
Oh, of course.
Looking lovely today, Mrs. Abrams.
Hi, Wombat. Welcome again. Make yourself at home.
You keep such a lovely home.
Would you like to sleep over again tonight?
Oh, could I please? You're so kind.
Sure, you can share the bed with me and Chiefy. You're right in the middle.
Woohoo, I brought my footy pajamas.
Yeah. So anyway, so we started looking in Brooklyn also. That's the big update.
Okay.
And maybe Long Island City. Maybe, and but also Manhattan too. We'll see what we can get.
You'll be fine wherever you go.
We'll be fine.
What's Long Island City?
Long Island City is, okay, can you picture a map of Long Island? How it looks kind of like a fish. It has the two fins at the end, and then there's the head of the fish, which would be the round front part. So the mouth of the fish would be Long Island City.
And it smells like
fish. So if I was looking at a map, would that be north or south?
West.
That would be west.
Okay.
It would be the western tip. So the closest point of Long Island, essentially, to Manhattan. It's nestled between Brooklyn and Queens.
There's gotcha. Been a lot of development that, there in the last 10 years or so.
That makes a lot more sense to me than telling me it looks like a fish.
That's how they teach you about Long Island history when you're in elementary school. They teach it to you as if it's parts of a fish, and these things just don't leave your brain.
Right. It was part of a fish that the Indians owned, and then we took it.
Pretty much.
But we kept the names mostly.
Massapequa.
Merrick.
Merrick, yeah.
The Meroki Indians.
Hop Hog.
Anyway, so yeah, well, everybody's excited, but it's very daunting, and we are looking at a late November move date. I have it penciled in on my calendar, so I think
you can find a place in Long Beach for a steal. I know you won't do the commute, but oh,
you got to bring a snorkel.
Nothing in November for they because you know people.
They remember the hurricane from last year.
Well, it's not that. It's like it's a great place to rent in the summer. They jack up the prices. But if you can lock in a lease in November, you can get someplace really cheap close to the water.
Right. Well, I'm sure people are scared too, around, right? People worried about the flooding again? Like Long Beach pretty fucked up during the
it got hit really hard.
It was
a hurricane, most places
right?
that have been rebuilt so that doesn't happen again.
So they say.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't.
My parents live there. Yeah. They're fine.
Well, there hasn't been another hurricane.
Right. You know.
They were fine after the first one.
I'm moving away from Japan to partially escape, like, water-related disasters.
Oh, please. You could live on the beach. Who doesn't want to live on the beach?
I do, just not on a Long Island beach.
The Long Island beaches are super nice in the summer.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm not a big beach guy. I don't know if you know that about me.
I know you're not. But Ty would like it.
Ty who?
Ty, your son.
Yeah. He's busy.
I'll take Ty to the beach in the summer.
I just broke the news to him this morning that when we move back to New York, that he's probably going to be going to a Japanese school on Saturdays. Wasn't a big fan about that, actually.
Really? Why not?
But he has to go to school twice a month on Saturday here, so it's not exactly a huge difference. All right, let's do the show feedback.
Sure. Mr. Dizza had to say, Wombat, I absolutely agree with you. I'm going to do both feedbacks in a row. I absolutely agree with your assessment on Destiny. Most of the game's problems are completely related to presentation. Destiny's story, while forgettable, is not significantly worse than any other game. I think part of what makes the game's story seem worse is that it comes from the fact that you don't have much interaction with NPCs. And Serrano had to say, rarely have I agreed with someone as much as I agree with Shipwreck about Destiny. And rarely have I disagreed with someone as much as I disagree with Wombat about Destiny. Every single mission being exactly the same isn't something that can be patched easily. Neither is boring, lifeless game world. If I wanted solid shooter mechanics and pretty graphics, I could replay any Halo game. Even then, there would be more variety to the missions, shorter load times, and the world wouldn't feel so dead and boring. So, it was kind of split down the middle in the comments.
What people
it makes
who thought
makes sense. That's kind of how everybody feels about Destiny.
I know. I found it to be interesting that in every scenario, even the little microcosm, which would be our show thread, it was pretty much split down the middle. On people who like the game and think that the problems are relatively overblown for the fun that they're having playing it against people that think the game is just a turd on a platter.
And can't be fixed until Destiny 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm starting to fall into the... I don't think it's a turd, but I don't feel compelled to play it like I did during the beta.
Right.
And yet I'm enjoying it thoroughly. I don't know. I mean, I understand the game seems to really just fall into two camps of love it or hate it. And I'm surprised that I'm in the latter camp because usually I'm in the hate it. But what can you do? I guess you can't choose who you fall in love with, right?
Well, they did announce a bunch of changes today, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But I don't know if they're going to be better or worse. Some people don't seem too happy about it. They got rid of the loot cave.
Right.
Well, they had to get rid of the loot cave.
Yeah, they did have to get rid of the loot cave.
Nobody was playing any missions.
Why would you? Just to the,
like that shows you the issue with their mission structure and their loot system is that rather than going and playing
the game
missions, the game, people would rather just stand still and shoot at a cave for hours on end.
Right.
To get loot. Where if getting loot was... that's really the core issue. If there was a way to get the loot, to get more loot on a more regular basis, then, you know, by, I don't know, playing the game, then the missions wouldn't really be necessary. I've been enjoying fulfilling bounties just for the sake, because I enjoy just doing those things. That's what I've been doing mostly in the last couple of days.
They're pretty much all the same, though. As well.
I mean, you know, it's, you know, do 5 missions on Mars, kill X number of dudes on Mars, or the two that I kind of have loaded that I've been working on now.
Shooting a cave for 4 hours.
Actually, I did fulfill a bounty by shooting at the cave. It was like kill X amount of dudes without taking a hit.
Right.
I was able to do that one thanks to the cave.
Oh, Cave, I miss you already, but I don't know.
I'm level 19 now. I'm so close to level 20, it's bothersome.
Let us never forget how disappointing September 9th, 2014 was. NHL 14 and Destiny. 15, excuse me, and Destiny.
I don't know. I think Destiny also has, it is the company you keep does have a lot to do with your enjoyment of it. I think you should play with me more. You know what the game really does remind me of?
What's that?
And I mentioned this to Shipwreck. I don't know if you read it or not. It reminds me a lot of Project Wombat.
Oh, Mass Effect 3 multiplayer.
Multiplayer.
Yeah, co-op, hordes of enemies, get the loot, kind of.
Yeah.
But not that much loot.
Not that much loot, but it's a very similar premise, and I think that's kind of why I like it.
But that sounds, I mean, think about it. Like, that's the whole game. I mean, that was like a tiny part of Mass Effect. That was like Mass Effect's, like,
Well, it's not the whole game. There's also the competitive multiplayer. So they took the co-op from Mass Effect and the multiplayer from, I don't know, every game.
Halo.
And put it into one game. But yeah, it's missing that third part.
The good part.
Yeah, well. Which I think is also kind of, I mean, is that the lesson learned?
There's quite a few lessons learned here.
I mean overall, just from this year in general, between Titanfall and Destiny, which would be the big new IPs, the one thing that they do have in common is that they are always online games that really do require other people, whether they be friends of yours or not. It requires other humans. And I think at the end of the day, at least what I learned, and maybe what you guys learned as well, that's not really what we want, especially knowing how much time you guys have both been playing Diablo 3 lately.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, not that I'm any better. I've gone beyond story on that game. I'm doing the post-story stuff on that. So I think that's the big lesson learned is, you know, we really don't want always online. It's not something that we're really looking for, at least for the three of us, if I speak for all of us, which why not?
Well,
that's not the way to go.
It seems like these always online games are a little light on content, actually. And you thought, like, who would have thought that Destiny was going to be light on content? I mean, the way that it was sort of marketed and hyped up, huge open world to explore, all these planets, but actually there's just not that much there.
I think a lot of that came though too from this being their first games on these new consoles, and both Bungie and what's Titanfall's developer, Respawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of those companies, this is their first game coming off of their Call of Duty and Halo. Like, they had a lot of stuff to, like, start from scratch on.
Yeah, yeah.
So totally. I think that contributes to the smaller scope of both of these games.
Now, do you think that, I mean, I think I know the answer, but they started making these games prior to the announcement that the Xbox One wasn't going to be an always online console.
Oh, yeah.
So do you think that these games are an effect of that old format that the Xbox was going to be in? No, you don't think?
I think maybe a little bit, because I think that was the direction everybody thought gaming was going at that point.
Everything's an MMO?
Everything's always online.
Everything, yeah. If your console is always online, then your game could always be online. So you might as well make games that are that way, because you the player already lost that choice.
You're going to be online. Right. Anyway, so I don't know.
So I don't know. It's my conspiracy theory. I call it Online Gate. You can you can start that hashtag if you'd like.
To me, if Destiny just had more exploration and more loot that you would get by exploring, I think that would go a long way.
I've got, like, it needs maps. It needs maps of some sort.
The problem with the maps is, like, I think you would, if they showed the map, you would see that the worlds aren't so big.
Well, that's fine, but right. It needs maps to have places to explore, maybe show, like, where people are interacting with stuff the most. Like, in the case of, like, this cave, it would show, like, hey, there's a lot of activity in this area. Maybe something's cool here that you want to check out. It could have, I don't know, you could get XP or check things off a list for going to explore different areas.
Like, I believe Eve does something like that, right? There's, like, an explorer class, Eve Online, and you can...
I think an easy way to... I mean, I'm only level 13, so I'm just assuming this stuff is in here. But you have these speeder bikes. Have some racing missions where you have to get from point A to point B to do something in a certain amount of time using the bikes.
They're fun.
They're in there.
Yeah, like, the only time you have to do something timed with the bikes is if you're in, you know, patrol mode and a public event happens. And then it's usually like 4 minutes to get somewhere.
Yeah. But I mean, in the story events and everything, even, like, they could have missions where, like, okay.
I don't know. I think being timed would frustrate me, but I don't know. But maybe you get a bonus for being there before it.
Like, it could be side missions. Like, I mean, it's not that uncommon.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I mean, you have stuff in there that you could do with the stuff that's already there
to add some variety.
Yeah, just to add reasons to go do stuff. Like, it's not just, I'm going to go kill X number of these things and then go back to the tower and turn in my stuff, and then I'm going to go kill X number of things. Maybe somewhere else, but it'll basically be the same.
Yes, and there is, I feel that the later levels have some later story missions have a little more variety, but I do agree it is not nearly enough variety. So
I think they also need, like, that sword mission that's in the game.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Maybe make that, like, maybe have weapons that you can find out in the environment that aren't permanent weapons.
Like the sword.
That you use just for the mission.
That you could use just for the mission, or, like, if you find them out in the world, you get to use them for, I don't know, 10 minutes or something as you're going around. And it's like, oh, I found this sword. This is going to be a fun 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. There's nothing wrong with that. Have you gone to Mars yet?
No. I think I'm on Venus.
Okay. Yeah, no, Mars is the last planet you unlock, but it does have some interesting enemy types on there that are not on the other planets.
Martians?
Sorta, yeah. Big clunky dudes, but some have shields. So there's a little bit of strategy on how to get them. So,
well, I'm going to wait to see how these changes change the game, because I don't really feel any overwhelming desire to play it.
They got to get that grimoire stuff in the game, too. Nobody's reading that stuff. Or at least... most people are not reading that stuff.
I read it on the can.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Is that like, does it make sense? Is it just nonsense?
Yeah, it shows you, if you kill like X amount of dudes, you get bonuses.
Right.
But you don't know what those bonuses are unless you look at the cards on the app.
Oh.
Why not feed that information to me during a loading screen? Like, give me some idea of what this stuff is.
I don't know. You've killed X amount of these dudes. You get extra money now when you kill more of them. That's a thing. That's a thing in the game.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got here? How about some Watch This Bitches?
Sure. Am I the only one who watched Gotham? The Gotham pilot, the first episode of Gotham?
The word on Twitter that it wasn't so great, so I didn't watch it.
I told you you should watch it.
But I thought you wanted to torture me.
Yes, I did.
Well, I don't want to be tortured.
But I want to torture you. You see, we're at an impasse.
And isn't The Flash starting soon? Like next week?
Yeah, I think that starts Friday? Next week or the week after.
Yeah. So
I'm looking forward to The Flash.
So Gotham is
Monday
bad.
Night at 8 p.m.
Gotham needs work. That show, I mean, it's just the pilot, so I'll give it a chance. I may even give it the full 6 episodes that they filmed, but...
Is that its regular showtime? Is 8 Mondays p.m. on Mondays?
I think so.
Woo. Good luck.
Yeah. It's not my show. But I don't know. The kid who plays young Bruce Wayne is pretty good. What's his name? Ryan Atwood? He's good, too. But
I can't think of anything more uninteresting than watching Bruce Wayne as a kid.
You don't. He's barely in it. It centers around Jim Gordon they imply that he might be a rookie. He's a new detective. He has a new partner, Harvey Bullock, who's from the comics and the cartoon. The guy who plays, what's his name? From the OC, Ryan Atwood was his OC character. Why can't I remember? Ben McKenzie is the same age as me. He's 37, 38 years old, playing a rookie cop.
Right.
They talk to him like he's a rookie. You don't know anything about this town. You don't know what it means to be a cop, a detective in Gotham. And he looks, I'm watching it on my high definition television. You could see like...
He's a veteran.
The wrink. Yeah.
Maybe
see the wrinkles in his face.
Maybe he was in the police force at Smallville or something before this.
They should at least make note of it. I know in the, in Batman Year One, he's a recent transfer from Chicago. But they don't mention
that. They have real cities in this?
In the comic book. In Batman Year One, he's from Chicago.
The only way I would watch this show...
Wait, this is a DC... Like, the DC universe takes place on... In America,
the DC universe has Gotham City and Chicago. Yes,
I knew that. I think
I know. I don't make these things up. Don't be mad at me. Like I had something to do with something that happened 20 years ago.
I knew the states were there because Smallville's in Kansas or whatever.
Kansas,
right?
Yeah.
I knew that. I just didn't realize that the cities were also there as well.
I don't know. But I mean, and within the first half hour, they show you like. Little kid Catwoman and little kid Poison Ivy and creepy adult Penguin Renee Montoya. And I'm like, okay, I get it. This is the Batman universe. Oh, and here's the Riddler. Look, everyone, you know the Riddler too.
But he's in kindergarten now.
Yeah. First of all, save it. If you want to have a show that lasts a while, you don't have to show me everyone in the pilot.
Right. Do they all go to the same school?
I mean, it's so dumb. I mean, next week, who's left? And this is the puppet that the ventriloquist is going to take. And no one is going to know who that is.
Is it Batman, like, lore or canon that all of these characters grew up in Gotham?
No.
Okay.
No. No, it's all...
Some of them are from Chicago.
It's very weird. I don't really like it very much, but I'll give it a chance.
Alfred, I'm guessing, is tooling around as well.
Alfred is there. He's now gruff. And he tells Bruce to get his arse off the roof.
God. All right, next. Watch Frontline instead. The most recent Frontline is about Ebola. And the next one, I think on September 30th is about Macau, which is the Vegas of China.
Parents.
The what?
You should watch the new Macaws. You should watch the new Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It has Absorbing Man in it, and that's pretty cool.
No. Never.
Fine, don't.
Bring back RoboCop in TV show form, and I will watch it.
Didn't they do that?
They made a miniseries. Yeah, they had a few different things, actually. There was the four episode miniseries, and then there was, I think there was, might have been a TV series too. I don't know. It's all bad.
Yeah, that went over well.
Well, what are you gonna do? I think the same guy who wrote Destiny and Diablo wrote the screenplays for those RoboCop TV shows.
Gotcha.
And NHL 15 too. There's some shit dialogue in that game as well. You can tell.
Why does that game even have dialogue?
Well, they have the play-by-play guys, and it's pretty clear that.
And he hit the puck. Oh, he's got a puck. Oh, look at the puck. Goal.
It's worse than that. Like, wow, that was a big hit. And then like the play by the color guy is like, whoa, big hit or something, like, you know, it's just it's just stupid. Like, yeah, it's dumb.
That sounds awesome.
Looks like we've got a big hit.
Yeah. Wow, that was a big hit.
Big hit over here.
Yep. It's pretty
get your big hits.
They obviously wrote the dialogue for these guys because they're like some of the best play by the best play by play guy in hockey, pretty much. And he sounds like he doesn't want to read any of the stuff. How about some new releases?
Sure. Wombat has one. Disney Infinity Marvel Super Heroes.
I've been playing that game.
How mediocre is it?
It's not mediocre. It definitely borders on good.
How unnecessary are the figures to the experience?
Well, that's what's interesting. So I'm playing the game. I only have the core set, which comes with Iron Man, Thor, and Black Widow. And it also comes with the Avengers playset.
For $60?
And also,
like, that's
$75.
$75. Okay. $75 gets you the three figures, the new base, and the game. And it also has the toy box in it. The first game came with three different play sets, is what they call them. This only comes with the one, the Avengers playset.
Mm-hmm.
Although it does, like they say, it's a bigger world. I don't really know if I feel that it's a bigger world.
They said it was like three times bigger. I remember the City 3.
Yeah, three times bigger than the three other games. I don't, you know, so I guess it's supposed to be equivalent.
I think I don't know. That might be including like the verticality of it.
Yes, there is verticality now, you know, a little bit more so. But the Incredibles game was relatively vertical. And the Pirates game was actually really good. Pirates of the Caribbean that came with the first one, I really liked. And I just don't know if, you know, right now that, I haven't played very much of the Avengers storyline, but it's very samey in the sense that Nick Fury tells you to go beat up these four ice creatures. Go beat up those ice creatures. Wasp is in trouble. Go beat up those ice creatures. And it's like, okay, well, I guess I'll go beat up those ice creatures. There's ice on the bridge. Go beat up those ice creatures.
Go beat up the bridge.
Yeah. And, you know, and I've also found that I really like playing as Iron Man because he can kind of do everything, which makes me wonder why I would ever need to buy another character.
Well, they're only $14 each.
Oh, they're so expensive.
Are they good 14? Figures?
They're okay. The Thor one is really nice.
They don't move, though, like, right? They can't.
I feel like the Iron Man one lacks detail.
Okay.
I feel a lot of them lack detail.
Well, I only have three, so I can
only. Well, I'm
just
really talking
compare.
About. I mean, I went to the store, I looked at them. I don't really like the art style, I think is my main problem. It looks like those Marvel cartoons for kids, which makes sense.
Yeah, a little bit. It does look a little Superhero Squad, but I like the look. I'm okay with the look. I do like the leveling up system. It definitely adds something to the game. The improvements to the toy box are really good. You know, no longer needing tokens to unlock things. You just need to collect sparks, which are pretty much everywhere. And you can, and you don't, and it's not randomized what you get. You can actually buy, quote unquote, buy the toy box item that you want by selecting it and hit the buy button. So the non-randomness I really like a lot more because it was really annoying to not be able to get all that stuff. And all of the things I had on my toy box in the first game instantly unlocks in the new game. So that's kind of cool.
But you can't use the, like, play sets.
I can't use the same toy box.
And you can't use the play sets from the first game.
can't use the playsets, but when you put those old playsets on the base, all the unlockables you got for your toy box will show up in your new one. So all like the pirate ship set pieces, if I wanted to put those in my toy box world, I could put those in my toy box world.
I'm fundamentally opposed to these figure games.
Yeah, well, I mean, this game doesn't really need it. If this game didn't have the figures and, you know, you unlocked Captain America through gameplay, I think it would probably be a more rewarding game. Having played Lego Marvel and having, you know, basically experienced almost the same game, but with characters that you unlocked, that's when you really notice the difference, where it's like, well, why do I need to buy figures? There are no missions in the Avengers that are character specific. It's not like I can't finish the game without the Hulk. As opposed to, say, Lego Marvel, where certain missions they would, like, do something to Iron Man where he couldn't fly for some reason if it was an Iron Man level. Or Iron Man's just not in that level, and now you're playing with Captain America and the Hulk because that's who they built this specific level around. And it makes, and I do think that makes for a better game, especially a game like this. They didn't do that. The toy box, again, very much improved. They also have, like, this sort of, like, smaller version of The Sims where you build and decorate a little house and you can add all these rooms on it and you get specific objectives for things to do in your house. And that's kind of cool. That's cool in a new addition. So, I mean, there's new stuff there. It works very well. It looks good. My kids like watching me play it. Sabrina likes to fly around the world as Iron Man. So for all of those things, it's fine. But is it $75 fine? That's a really tough call. I can't recommend this game at $75.
How would you compare it to, let's say, Lego Marvel or Lego Batman? Because I feel like those games are better.
Lego Marvel is significantly better.
That's the problem that I have with these games. Like, I don't feel the figures make the game better. It's just another way to get money.
In this sense, it is. There is no reason to ever buy another figure for this game. You can play every bit of the Avengers mission with Iron Man.
Well, but you have to,
as far as I can tell,
you have to buy the different, like the Spider-Man pack, if you want to play the Spider-Man.
The Spider-Man pack has a Spider-Man game, and that's $35, and it comes with Spider-Man and Nova. And Nova you can use in the Avengers game, but you can't use Spider-Man in the Avengers game.
These things just seem so much more expensive than Skylanders. I just can't.
I don't know. I mean, but then again, even Skylanders, it's, you know, Skylanders does it even worse where they lock off areas of the game if you don't have the right figure. So you have to buy more.
Well, yeah, you need one of each type. But it just seems, I don't know. Skylanders does not seem quite as, like, just unnecessary as what Disney Infinity is.
Well, Disney Infinity serves a purpose, and that is sell toys.
Well, that's what Skylanders is too, but
yeah, I know.
I think there's something about the Skylanders figures being original to the license that, I don't know, it's got more of the Pokemon aspect to it, to where you're going out and buying these little figures and you have different ones than other people do, and that type of thing.
I don't know. I think it's six in one hand, half dozen in the other. It's personal
like
preference.
Skylanders better.
Yeah, you're allowed to. I'm pretty sure I just said you can like whichever one you want, and it's fine. Yeah, I don't know. I want to like Disney Infinity Marvel Superheroes significantly more than I currently am. Again, I'm not that far into it. Maybe 4 or 5 hours. I don't know if that's a lot or a little.
I do know that. To see how this one sells in comparison to the last one. Just because I think the last one, I mean, we talked about this a little bit. I think the last one was a lot more girl friendly than this one is. Like, if you go and look at the store shelf, like, it's just like, I don't know, superhero dude, superhero dude, superhero dude. And then, like, to get the girl figures, which there's Black Widow and who else is there?
Gamora,
you have to buy her. You have to buy the Guardians pack. So $35 if you want Gamora.
And there's also, I guess, what's her name from Brave? Brave.
What can you do with her, though? Like, that's just toy box stuff.
You could use her in the toy box. Same thing with Maleficent.
But those aren't even out yet.
Are they not out? I thought they were out.
I didn't see them on store shelves.
Okay, I
maybe
honestly
they're exclusive
don't know.
To Toys R Us or something. Because I.
But that's the. But that's you know that goes with my whole point is if you're gonna get this game, just get the game. There are really no good sales in the figures right now. I would wait for there to be a sale on the figures if by the time it takes for those figures to go on sale, you really feel as though you need them. I think if you want this game, you can buy the core box set for $75 and be fine with it, especially if you have a boy and a girl at home like I do, and the boy wants to be Iron Man and the girl wants to be Black Widow.
If you can convince
and Thor's androgynous enough, so he kind of toes that line.
I guess. If you can wait, like convince your kids to hold off until Christmas, I guarantee you'll be able to get this set for like $40 sometime between now and Christmas.
Oh, I would say it'll drop down to 60 by before Christmas.
They get pretty aggressive.
That's my prediction. I know.
At least the figures will be on sale for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Like wait for the figures. I mean, I remember seeing sales on those figures for being like $8. At $8 a figure, I probably would have bought a Captain America just because I like Captain America. But yeah, it's tough. It's a tough call. Again, I want to like the game more. I'm definitely going to play it more to see if it grows on me. By next week, I could change my mind completely. But as of right now, I just, you know, I'm not feeling it the way I felt with the first game. And I think it does have a lot to do with the fact that the first game came with those three play sets. It had that Monsters University game, it had that Pirates game, and it had that Incredibles game, which were all maybe 5 hours each, which is relatively short, but still that's 15 hours worth of game. And it added to a lot of variety, and it felt that it gave you that need to at least have all the different characters. But this, there's no reason to have anyone other than Iron Man. My Iron Man's like level 10 already because I haven't been playing as anyone else.
Yeah, I'm going to say Lego Batman 3 comes out in November. It's less than $30 on PC. That's value. That's the direction. Actually, well, I'll probably get it on console this time.
It's got over 100 characters in Lego Batman 3.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy any of them. There is a $15 season pass for that, though. But I think it's six download packs for $15.
Yeah.
So even that sounds like a good deal already.
I just feel like the game in the actual Lego game is much better. I mean,
yeah, they
have great voice
games.
Acting. They've added like really good voice acting now to all those Lego games and music and everything. It's just, they got that shit down. I think the Disney, the figure stuff, it's just a scam. It's DLC. It's like the worst example of DLC, really. They just figured out how to maximize DLC, maximize profits.
Yeah. And my kids don't ask for them. Like, it's not, when I go, I owed Elliot a trip to the toy store. So we went to the toy store on Sunday. He doesn't want Skylanders and he doesn't want Infinity. He wants Imagine X for a city in his room.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah.
They're not good toys. Oh, we lost ship again. My God.
Oh. He got a spaceship. He was very happy with it.
Nice.
He still is.
Oh, ship. Somebody's probably streaming Netflix in his house.
Yeah.
Probably his baby. You there, Ship?
I'm here.
Okay.
What are some more
new releases?
FIFA 15 that came out. Got the soccer.
Oh, should I change all my passwords?
Turn on that two-step authentication. I have that. I turned that on. After I saw Shipwreck, you had some problem, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they were trying to hack into some accounts, but it's all good.
Yeah, I turned that shit on as soon as I saw that.
Arcana Heart 3 Love Max came out for PlayStation 3. I imported Arcana Heart 3 like, I don't know, several years ago for PS3, and this is like an updated version of it. This is the schoolgirls fighting game.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Sounds classy.
Good enough. Yeah, it's a fun game.
I'm guessing you see panties at some point during the fights.
I don't know that there's a time where you're not seeing panties.
Right, okay. That's what I meant to say. I'm assuming there's a time where you don't see panties.
Right, it's definitely a she kicks high type of game.
Maybe during the credits there's no panties.
I don't know. It's been a little while since I've played it, so. Let's see. Defense Grid 2 came out for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. The first game was pretty good. This one carries a $25 entry fee. I don't know. How have the reviews on this been? Anybody checked?
Defense Grid?
Yeah.
I haven't checked.
You said it like, oh, how do everyone knows?
I checked the reviews on FIFA 15. They were pretty good.
Good.
I don't know. All right. Anything else here?
Let me see here. I thought there was something for PC. Gauntlet. Gauntlet came out for PC.
That looks good. Has it been getting good reviews? I mean, the reviews on Steam were very positive. I haven't looked on Metacritic yet, though. Let me see. You said Gauntlet, right? How do you spell Gauntlet? I know Gauntlet.
Gauntlet.
Gauntlet. Thank you.
Am I saying Gauntlet wrong?
I don't know. It sounded a little weird to me. Gauntlet, Metacritic. I mean, but when you have Diablo, do you need Gauntlet?
No.
That's the problem. Like, I was hovering on the buy page, and I'm like, well, this is not going to be as good as Diablo.
Or you could start another character in Diablo.
Right. That's basically what I was thinking.
It only has one review. I know.
One review from Shaq News. It's an 8 out of 10. Perfect party game. So, that's pretty cool.
Weird that that's not out on consoles.
It is weird.
They'll wait till they sell
more. It has to be in time, right? Yeah.
They just want more consoles out there. Speaking of Diablo, we've been playing a lot of Diablo, and my wife just tweeted that she got a thumbed callus from trying to beat Diablo last night, and that she thought that beating Diablo would be the end of the game, but it's not. I guess. I'm not sure. Is that Diablo that we have, the next gen Diablo, that has the expansion in it, right?
Yeah.
And what is that? Is that like all new story stuff?
Yeah, you have to kill the Grim Reaper.
Okay, so now we're in the expansion. It just automatically shoves you into the
expansion. Goes right into it. Yeah. Oh, he stole the thing.
Okay.
He stole the thing. Go get it.
That's slow.
For sure, that's the whole story, right?
Mrs. Chibi during Diablo. Can we skip this? Can we skip this dialogue? This is hard.
Oh, yeah. There's no point for the story in that game.
I was so glad, though, that we got to see Deckard Cain's ghost and I could hear that guy talk again.
I'm so happy when I find one of his journals around as well.
I don't know. I do not know how that happened. That game, yeah, it's fun, but boy, is it just like dumb, mindless game.
Yep. A. Ooh, X. A. Ooh, I'm going to hit the trigger now. That'll do something.
And it's easy, too. We're playing on the hardest difficulty, and it's not, you know, I'm not good at
the hardest, hardest?
Well, the hardest that it'll let us do.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
Because there's like, it goes up like 5 levels.
I know, but only expert.
There's like 10.
Yeah.
There's like a second page of difficulties.
They really want you to play through the game a lot, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start the game, I think one of the hint screens told me that you can only change your difficulty one in each direction. So you either go down one or up one.
That makes sense. Okay. I did just get a wolf shield for my crusader that like a wolf jumps out of it when you block sometimes.
I have a weapon that does the most. I don't know because I'm not looking at it now, but it was like 10 times the amount of damage that the weapon I had when I beat the game with is this weapon I got in one of those post-game event things. So just you wait. You have nothing.
Awesome. That game needs an app. That game needs an app like Destiny.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
You have nothing until you beat the game. That's similar to Destiny. You have no idea what the loot is.
Awesome.
Until you finish the game and you go down into that hell dungeon thing because you collected the little pieces.
Uh-huh.
And you go down there and I have this double-headed spear thing that does so much damage.
Crazy.
It literally 10 times the amount of damage the weapon I had before that did.
I'm excited.
It's redonkulous.
Yeah, we play every night, Mrs. Chibi and I. It's the first game that we're going to finish, or even that we even played together in so long. I mean, I can't even remember.
Since you got married.
I don't know about that long, but...
Maybe.
So, yeah, that's that. What else are we here? Is that all the new releases?
Yeah, that's enough of them, I think.
Okay.
I think there's a couple other things that I've got, but we can talk about them next week.
Yeah, next week are the big ones. Forza Horizon 2 comes out next week, but the embargo is up today, so all the reviews are out.
You were wrong.
Arthur guys ruined my prediction.
I know.
Geezer guys.
I don't know. Beats me.
Okay.
Arthur
the Deathbringer for my review prediction for Forza Horizon. Yeah, Polygon only gave it a 7, so it really brought down the review score. But everybody else pretty much seemed to really like it. Yeah, the one review that I would point out for people as being like, I just skimmed it because I don't really, you know, I don't want to spoil the game too much for me. But the review on Jalopnik, which is Gawker's car website, you know, they had a guy who actually is a car, you know, car writer, car journalist, I guess. I don't know. Write the review, and he's...
Is he on the car journalist email group?
He might be. He basically said that this game is like his job.
They had a scandal. It was called Liftgate. You may have heard of it.
Oh, God. He basically said the headline for the review is Forza Horizon 2 is as close to living your car fantasy as you'll get. And coming from a guy who gets flown around the world to test out exotic cars, I think that's pretty high praise. So I am pretty fired up for Tuesday to get this game.
On the other hand, Game Reactor Sweden gave it a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, them and Polygon really brought down the review. What's it at now, the score, the Metacritic?
It's at a 86.
Yeah, that's too low, I think. I mean, I haven't played the game, so obviously. I don't know. But the demo is so good. You got an 86
in that game already?
Dude, the demo is so good. How could it be bad? I haven't played a demo that good in a long time, as well put together as that, just with all the features and quality. I mean,
I'm sure some of the reviewers are not big racing game fans, I would guess, as well. Like, it's...
Well,
it's a difficult game to review as far as like you're really into cars and you're going to love it. But like somebody like Wombat.
But like, I didn't like Forza 5 though. And I'm really into cars.
But this Wombat game, would hate Forza 5 even more.
True. I think like this.
But I do like Need for Speed games. I like arcade racers.
Well, that's what Horizon. I mean, Horizon, I think. At least the
that's
first.
That's what I'm saying. I like arcade racers. I would probably like Horizon 2.
Did you play the first one?
No.
The thing that I liked about the first one is what makes these, you know, Horizon such a great game is that it's really fun just to drive around and listen to the radio. And you don't need to be necessarily doing any events. Just free roaming around if that's fun, then that's all you really need in a game like this. And I think from the demo, and I played through the demo, like, I don't even want to tell you how many times, but it's an embarrassing number of times for a demo where you have to actually sit through like opening movies and stuff before you actually get to play. It is really fun to just drive around and listen to all these radio stations. And I think when you're reviewing a game like this and it's a busy type of season where you have like a million games coming out, you're not going to be playing the game probably in the way that it was intended.
You're not enjoying it. You're not leisurely.
You're not leisurely driving around and taking in the sights and just roaming around. I think that's my opinion. I don't know. I can't speak.
I think that you don't know a damn thing about anything.
That's possible as well.
It is possible.
But that's how I like to play the Horizon game. And I feel like if you're reviewing the game and you want to be there for the embargo, you're probably moving straight ahead as quick as you can.
It's a shame they didn't send you a copy.
Well, you know what? It's better that they didn't, because this way now I can play it in a leisurely way. I don't have to review it and I don't have to rush through it. I can just...
Well, you could have sent out a review when you were ready to send out a review.
I feel like if you do that, it's you're not taking full advantage of the review copy. You want to get it out there with everybody else.
Sounds good to me.
But who knows? But anyway, I'm so psyched for this game. Super psyched. The one thing that I'm still bummed out about is that they're still pushing, you know, the car passes and the VIP passes. So you can spend up to $100 on this game, on a digital version of this game, where you're basically pre-ordering car packs that you don't even know what cars are in the packs. And it just seems crazy. Like it's a $25 car pack. The game is $60, but now you're selling me $25 in just cars and I don't even know what the cars are. It just seems, I don't know. When I buy a new game for $60, I want to feel good about that purchase. I don't want to feel like I'm on the bottom rung of a ladder, right? That I need to spend $100 to get the whole game. And when you put out versions like that before the game is even out, it's hard to shake that.
That was a nice pre-sentence, mid-sentence belch.
Who, me?
Press. Yeah.
That wasn't me.
All right.
That was probably your wife.
Nice.
I just wish that they could sell you Hot Wheels to get cars. You
know what? Hot Wheels are $1. That's not such a bad idea.
Yeah. That's the next step. Don't even joke about that, dude.
It's a great idea.
It is a great idea. Yeah. Again, Hot Wheels are $1. Okay. I would have no problem if Disney Infinity characters were $1.
Yeah, but the one with that you're gonna have to put to where it reads it. That one's gonna be. I want to say. We can do that for $4.
That's still more than I would want to spend. But yeah, it's still a cool idea.
Well, they're charging you. These car packs are what? This makes me dizzy. The car pass is 25. I don't know. I don't even want to figure it out. It's probably $5 for a car pack. Anyway, that's for it. I'm still excited for it. I just wish they would calm down with these DLC cars. Just, I don't know.
I know it's not like I'm going to buy the game most likely because I did like what I played in the demo and it's fun. But I don't think I'll ever buy a car pack because I'm not a car guy. So I'm like, oh, this one works.
The problem is like, remember when DLC first was like basically announced that we had the technology to have DLC and microtransactions and people are saying, well, you know, they were worried because it just sounds like we'll just take content out of the game and sell it to you piecemeal. And if you look at the car counts in these games and you look at the car counts in, you know, PS2 era games, you know, I mean, there's just a fraction of the amount of cars that you see in these games.
Yeah, but on the other hand, it allows them to get a game out quicker as well.
Sure, but when you look at like Gran Turismo 2 had, I don't know, 600 cars in it or something, and Forza Horizon 2 has 200 cars.
Yeah, but they've got more detail too.
Of course, absolutely.
Yeah, more pixels, more P's.
Of course. I mean, it's just the concept of you're selling the cars piecemeal because you can, not because it's necessary.
No, it's both. I think it's both because I think it's either do this and get a racing game every 2 years from the different Forza franchises or wait 5 years for them to finish all the cars.
But it's not like they're adding in 300 cars via DLC. You're talking about, you know, 25 cars or something like that. So it's not, you know, how much work is that?
Maybe it's the only way they make a profit on this game.
Maybe. I don't know.
And if they don't do that, there's never Forza Horizon 3.
Maybe you're right. I don't know.
Just an idea. Just throwing it out there.
My thing is, I don't like buying a game brand new and paying $60 for it and feeling like I'm not getting the whole game.
Be in the elite then. Pay $100.
I don't want to pay $100. I don't want to guess on what the cars are going to be in these car packs that are coming out. You know,
all your favorite cars
now.
Are in there. All of them.
I just don't know. Like, why
it's
would
got
I...
a Datsun. It's got an AMC.
It's got all the hatchbacks you could want. All of them.
The El Camino.
And I don't necessarily want to buy a pack of five cars if there's only one car in it that I want. I don't know.
You like the Gremlin?
I think you're being a little selfish.
The Gremlin's in there.
Maybe I'm being a little selfish and cheap. But hey, I'm cheapy-D. I gotta be both of those things. What else we got here?
They announced the free game for the Xbox One. For next week, for the first.
Okay.
And it's a new game, so I figured that was worth bringing up.
Yeah.
And it's a game that we played at E3, so I figured that was worth bringing up.
All right.
Chariot.
I remember that.
You remember that game?
Sure.
Shipwreck and I played it. It's a co-op game. It's like
fun.
A puzzle platformer. It's fun. It's difficult. But it's definitely worth checking out.
You're going to need two players for it to be the most fun. Two players.
Yes.
Co-op.
I don't know if it's just local. Or if it's online, it'd be most fun local, I would think.
Yeah, because you need to yell at each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it wrong.
So give it a shot. It's going to be free next week. So
it's a puzzle platformer, right? You would call
that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You are a prince and a princess, and you are tasked with dragging the corpse of your father in his coffin to where he wants to be buried. And it works. It's like a physics-based cart with a rope. Hence the name Chariot, and you have to pull the cart through a series of rough terrain.
Call it a chariot, not a cart.
Yeah, thanks.
The developer's rolling over in his grave. And he's not even dead.
I was going to say, I don't think he's dead.
Why am I whispering?
You don't want to wake up my kids. Okay. I appreciate it.
Good call.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's definitely worth checking out, and it's definitely worth checking out for free. So that's all right.
Cool. That's Chariot. World of Sony. So PlayStation TV is coming out soon, Wombat.
That's exciting for someone, I'm sure.
October 14th. Are any of you guys thinking of getting this thing or what? No. I hear crickets in the background. That was asked to the entire that was the entire United States, by the way, was answering that question.
It's not for me, I don't think. I don't think it offers me anything that I don't already have.
The one thing that it doesn't offer, which is a complete deal breaker for me, I don't know about other people, no 1080p, no just and stereo sound is what you get. So I don't know. Apple TV, the 1080p Apple TV came out, I want to say like 2 years ago or so. Why can't we do 1080p, Sony? What's the problem?
Why couldn't they have just built this into the PlayStation 4 to where the PlayStation 4 could play Vita games?
Yeah, that could have been something. They're not going to sell very many of these.
It's nice if... Since it is Vita technology, you could stream your PS4 to a different part of your house.
In glorious 720p stereo sound.
I'm trying to be positive about it. You can.
Why would you do that? Why would you make this device 720p or 1080i?
And... You're asking me why am I trying to be positive about this? Because I won't answer that either.
I don't know. It's like they're operating in a vacuum, some of these companies. They just don't know what the competition has. I don't know. What else we got here? We talked about Disney. We talked about all... Hype Wagon! Did we do these Hype Wagon? Is this old Hype Wagon?
I added one today. The Hype Wagon, on those who don't see the outline don't know, it's pretty much said Destiny for about 3.5 months. So I changed it today. I put mine on there. I see someone else put something on there too.
That is me. You can go first, though.
I put Far Cry 4 on there because I'm pretty psyched for that game. I want to ride and kill elephants.
And Far Cry 3 was pretty awesome.
Far Cry 3 was pretty awesome, and I had this conversation with someone this week who's not on the show. Basically, you know, it doesn't really need to be much more than, you know, Far Cry 3.5
in a different
for me
locale.
To be happy with it.
Yeah, totally.
I really just want a bigger, better Far Cry, a prettier, larger Far Cry 3.
Yeah, I'm on board. I will buy it.
Exactly. Like, that's all I need. Please don't reinvent the wheel. I don't need a story. That's another game. I don't need a story.
That Far Cry 3 had a great story. Had the perfect story. One of the best stories in games.
You know what? It had a really good... It wasn't so much the story. It had a very good premise.
It had... Yeah. Well, you want to keep the story light in those games.
Yeah.
Because
that's what I mean.
You won't be able to follow it.
You need a premise. You don't need a story.
Yeah. Hopefully they duplicate that. And that's coming out November 18th. So you got a little bit of time to wait. That I'll pick up on a next gen console probably, and not PC.
What else are you gonna? Oh, you mean this?
Really not PC?
I don't know. Because people, it's like a lot of co-op in this one, right?
Wait. Yeah. Ubisoft.
Yeah.
You don't want to get that on PC.
Console.
The question is which console?
We gotta wait. Play the waiting game and find out which is better. The one that I added to the hype wagon.
I hate the waiting games. Let's play Hungry Hippos.
Right. That's not on my hype wagon. The new Lord of the Rings game, Shadow of Mordor, comes out Tuesday. And I don't know, have you heard any early buzz on? I mean, I think the trailers looked awesome. I watched like a 10-minute gameplay preview like months ago, and it looked really good. Have you heard anything?
No. No buzz, no. I think it might be good.
I'm holding out hope.
I don't know. This game seems very Black Friday to me, but yeah.
Yeah, watch one of those gameplay trailers. I mean, it seems like there's a lot going on in this game. It seems like it's Assassin's Creed with Lord of the Rings. So that's kind of good, with maybe better combat even. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, Steam got a redesign. you probably didn't notice Wombat.
No, I did not.
And Shipwreck probably didn't notice either.
No, I did.
Okay. You turned your computer on?
Yeah. Huh. Well, you can go to it from your Mac, too.
True. Yeah, it looks nice, and they added something called curators now, where basically it's just like a list of recommended games that people can make. And there's a Cheap Ass Gamer one that I made very quickly. If you want to check it out, just search for Cheap Ass Gamer, and you can follow it and whatnot.
What did you recommend?
I don't know. I tried to pick out games that were cheap or games that go on sale frequently. Or games that you should pick up when they're cheap. So I recommended like Call of Juarez Gunslinger, because that's just $15 straight out of the box. I don't remember. I don't want to ruin it. Just go look. I'm going to make you look for it. What else? Are we on to the CAG bag here?
Yeah.
I'm assuming nobody bought an iPhone 6 yet, right?
No.
I would know. I still have not seen one.
Me neither. My wife asked me that today if I'd seen one yet, and I said no.
Let's move on to the CAG bag. I think we're ready. Here's a question from MGToe Forever. He wanted us to talk about the secret journalist mailing list and NHL 15 patch modes. That mailing list thing, it's pretty funny because somebody told me about that. If, in case you don't know, It was discovered a couple of weeks ago that there is a game journalist Google group, and it was basically the members were posted on some right-wing nutjob website. People are making a big fuss out of it, saying, oh, this is a mailing list used in secret by game journalists so that they could shape the coverage of the gaming industry. So the funny thing is somebody told me about this list. I want to say like 3 or 4 months ago, I had dinner with somebody and they said, hey, by the way, I'm on this mailing list of game industry people. And it's kind of interesting. They talk about just stuff that's going on. Do you want to, you know, and stuff like that. And do you want to, you know, want to see if I can get you on the list? And I was like, doesn't sound that great. That's okay. Thanks. So I don't know. It just seems like much ado about nothing for me. I'm sure Shipwreck is on like a mailing list for round parts, and there's probably like no conspiracy there, right?
Yes.
Are you guys shaping the parts industry right there?
This whole thing is just so like, I don't know. It's kind of ridiculous because a lot of these people are friends. It's true. Like they talk to each other. I don't think there's a conspiracy to do anything. It's just they talk.
This
to
is
each
their
other.
Job. This is what they talk about. I mean,
you know what it is though? It's a lot of complaining that I don't like how these people write this. I don't like how these people like this, but I'm not going to write something the way I want it to be written because why should I have solutions to a problem when I could just yell at the problem? And gotcha. That I think is the real issue that's going on here. It's a lot of yelling at a perceived problem, whether there is or not. I don't care. At the end of the day, to be perfectly honest. But if you're going to yell at a problem without trying a solution, then I don't care what you have to say. Well, then make your own website. It costs $1. We have GoDaddy codes. If you want them, they'll be posted in the show notes. Make a website. Write the article that you think that they should be talking about.
Well, the thing is, and this is, well, when the Gamergate people, if they actually do this, then they'll discover the real problems in the game industry, and then it's not it's not on the journalist side, it's on the publisher side. As soon as you try to go,
don't tell them that.
As soon as you try to write a game review and you realize you don't have the game, you're like, oh, this is hard. Or, you know, you're going to wait for the game to come out and then write the review. And you realize, well, nobody's really reading my review because these other reviews have been out for 2 weeks. Yeah, you'll start to learn what the real problem is. So, no, I don't think that the mailing list is an issue at all. It's not like they're writing back, hey, Destiny's coming out this week. What are you guys giving it as a score? I want to make sure I'm in the zone with you guys. You can be sure as hell they keep that shit close to the vest. They don't want – these guys are competitive. Don't forget that. Everybody's trying to get the most views to their own site. Yeah, they're all colleagues because they, you know, it's a close-knit industry. They all go to the same events and stuff, so you know everybody. But at the end of the day, they're competing with each other. So they're not going to be sharing, like, you know, review scores and stuff like that. I mean, it's just much a bit.
I will say sometimes you can get a feel for what the person's thinking.
But oh yeah, that, but you're curious knowing, though. It's not because you're trying to. It's not because like you're worried about being like an outlier. I think it's just you're so into video games. You just want to talk about video games all the time, and you just want to know what other people think about specific games.
Or even in a, you know, in a grander scale, sometimes you're going out of town and you want to know who's going to be in this other town with you. So at least you're not alone. Or, hey, what time are you landing there? Maybe we could share a cab because I'm a game journalist, so I make $8 a year. It would be nice to share a cab with someone.
Yeah. If you're looking for something to get upset over, this ain't it. There's plenty of other things you can get upset over. This guy also wants to know about the NHL 15 patches. I saw they just patched the game and added some shit back, but it's minutia. And boy, that NHL 15 has like a below 60 on Metacritic, which is the last one was 85. Oh no, it's a 59 on Metacritic right now. NHL 14 had an 81, which is that's low. It should have had much higher than 81. But people are tough. These critics are tough. It's hard to get in the 90s now. Boy.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, it must be that list. What else we got here? Thorbon, our good friend Thorbon 3 writes in and says, now that Cheapy's moving back to America, will you be attending more conventions if anyone invites you or just to promote Cheap Ass Gamer? Yes, I hope so. When's the next one?
I'm going, let's see, well, New York Comic Con is next week, next weekend or the weekend after.
Not making
and I
that.
Probably could have gotten us both into that, but you're not going to be here.
No.
And I think a week from Friday, I'm going to try and go play Tales from Borderlands.
Oh, cool.
You could have gone with me to that, but you're not going to be here. No. So
the perfect
you
game
stink.
For you, Wombat, since you don't like Borderlands or stories.
I know. Hence why Chibi should be going with me.
Right.
But you're not coming. So
maybe PAX East or something?
Maybe PAX East.
I have a friend that lives in Boston.
Yeah, my wife's best friend lives in Boston, so I could probably pull that off.
Not maybe they're the same person. So yeah, I plan on doing a lot of stuff like that, if I have some freedom, I don't know. Stuff in New York, though, is good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I think that's it. There's not enough show for today?
I think so. There's not really much going on.
No. I could answer this Sir Foxalot's question about what do my low-carb lunches look like. Salad. It looks like salad. It looks like salad with chicken on it and not much dressing.
Bleh. You don't win friends with salad.
I like a salad, though. I like a good salad.
I like a good salad, too. I can't lie. But
Come on. Anyway. All right. So that's it. That's the show. Follow us on Twitter, CheapyD, Wombat5277, Shipwreck, Video Game Deals. Thanks to Thorbon3 for heading that up. And you still doing that other podcast, Wombat, or what?
Yeah, we didn't do an episode this week, but yes, we'll be back in the swing of things next week.
Uninformed Opinions. And yeah, so next week, we'll be talking more about Forza, so get ready. And hope and Lord of the Rings. Keep your fingers crossed. We need that game to be good to get rid of Destiny's taste.
I still like taste. Destiny.
Okay,
like Destiny.
Well, Wombat doesn't need it to be good, but I need it to be good. So thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.
Bread's done.
P-A-R-K-Y, P-A-R-K-Y.
P-A-R-K-Y,
P-A-R. Butter.
Okay.
P-A-R-K-Y, P-A-R.
Parquet margarine from Kraft. The flavor says
butter.